T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want to make sure I understand this. The airline is encouraging people on the plane to hook up.
They were. On a Delta flight, the passengers were kind of taken aback because they all got these napkins that said, hey, you know, your write down your name and your phone number if you have a plane crush, somebody on the plane that you think is cute.
A plane crush?
Yeah.
Is that someone you made eye contact with while you were in line and you got a little secret something?
I guess. And they were trying to do this cutesy thing because it's Valentine's week. Mm. And I think they did it with Diet Coke. And they partnered with them on it, right?
I'm looking at them now. It's really funny.
Yeah, your plane crush. And it was like, oh, do you have a plane crush? Because then it said, like, it doesn't, maybe, you never know what'll happen.
Oh, here it is. And there was a space on the napkin where flirtatious passengers could write down their name and another space for their number.
For their phone number.
Reach out to a total stranger.
Mm. Well, they realized it was creepy because a lot of passengers were like, ew. And so then they said afterward, like, it was sort of a misstep. Yeah. They took ownership of it and they said, you know what? They pulled it. And they said, yeah, that probably wasn't a good idea.
Do people do that? Do they? I mean, I've been married a long time. And so have you, Kendra, a little less so. But, I mean, is that a thing? Do people sort of reach out to people just to say, hey, I know you're a perfect stranger, but I find you attractive. Could we talk?
I did.
Kendra did.
I did for Steven. I didn't know him before.
Oh, for your husband. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Did you march right up to him and say, I think you're attractive?
Yes, in a crowded room.
You did not.
Mm-hmm. I said, I think you're the hottest guy I've ever seen. I don't know, something cheesy like that. And I just kept walking. And he was like, wait. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he hung around for that.
But
if a guy did that, I mean, seriously, if a guy walked up to you and said, I think you're the hottest thing I've ever seen, how would that go?
I probably think he's a little creepy.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I kept walking, so I didn't stick around to wait for his answer. And that's why he was like, wait a minute, hold on.
Got to find out about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, no, I've never been that direct with anybody. My husband was also very direct with me, but I couldn't do that. I couldn't walk up to somebody and go, hey, I think that you're really attractive. Are you single?
Oh, see, I think you could do it. I totally picture you doing that.
No.
Really?
No.
That's 2019, Sue. We're talking about
1992. No, back when I was single, I could have never walked up to somebody and said, I think you're really hot and are you single or like, do you want to?
Oh.
No.
What about this? Has anybody ever now, I mean, present day, has anybody ever come up to you to say, hey, in the supermarket or at the gym, or can you just sort of get that feeling that they're hanging around a little too long or they're hanging a little too close, that they're interested in finding out more about you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had it happen recently, which was really, for me, I was
you
like,
did?
What? Yeah, in the parking lot of the grocery store when I was unpacking my groceries. A guy who looked to be maybe around my age, maybe a little younger, came up and he was like, hey, can I help you with those? And he started talking to me. And then I saw him look down to see if I was wearing a wedding ring. And when he saw my ring, he made a quick exit.
That's a pro move.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. You're loading groceries into a Volvo station wagon. You know, you had to kind of think maybe there were family or kids or something involved. No.
Well, I didn't have a Volvo station wagon at the time. I was just in an SUV. Okay. But still, I could see.
He was blind with.
Well, and I was like, the other thing is I was like, I think I was in sweats.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't looking my finest.
But that's even better. That means you look great all the time.
Amazing woman,
I don't think so.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.